Nebraska, large squares of utility to fair alfalfa reported at 130. Cash hogs were steady to lower, with light to moderate closing negotiated numbers for the major direct markets. Most buyers had the needed numbers in hand. National direct barrels and gilts are 282 lower, with an average of 72.67. Iowa Southern Minnesota was down 133 at 74.16, and the Western Corn Belt was 142 lower at 74.07. Pork was $4.23 higher at $94.45 on a big jump in the belly primal. The estimated hog slaughter of 484,000 head was up 2,000 in the week and more than 18,000 on the year. Early weaned pigs were a dollar higher and feeder pigs were up 7. The weighted average for all early weaned pigs was 56.85. For feeder pigs, they had a weighted average of 85.45. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com. John Perkins, Brownfield.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden said Friday a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas may not happen as quickly as he had hoped. There were expectations it could begin before the start of Ramadan on Monday. He did announce the U.S. would begin airdropping humanitarian aid into Gaza.
Innocent lives are on the line and children's lives are on the line. And we won't stand by and let until we get more aid in there. We should be getting hundreds of trucks in, not just several.
That announcement a day after at least 110 people were killed trying to get humanitarian aid. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the largest fire in the state's history may have destroyed 500 buildings in the panhandle, and there are concerns the fire could grow because of stronger winds forecast for today. Colorado paramedic was sentenced to 5 years in prison for administering ketamine to Elijah McClain, who died after an encounter with police in 2019. This is ABC News. Thousands gathered across Moscow on Friday for the chance to say goodbye to Alexei Navalny. ABC's James Longman has this story.
The line around the block, well over a mile long. And inside the church, Navalny's open casket allowing mourners to say goodbye to the man whose ideals they hope they can keep alive. His parents looking on at their son, his body covered in roses. The 47-year-old was buried to Frank Sinatra's song My Way. And music from his favorite movie, Terminator 2, A Last Joke, said to be typical of his humor.
That's ABC's James Longman. Missouri Governor Mike Parson commuted a prison sentence for Britt Reed, the son of Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reed. He'll now be under house arrest until October of 2025. Britt Reed, who was a Chiefs assistant in 2021 when he was driving drunk and got into a car crash, seriously injuring a young girl, was sentenced to 3 years in prison for the DWI. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Hey, good Saturday to you. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter for WRCO. Sunny skies and very warm temperatures in store for our Saturday. It will be a bit breezy, however, by the afternoon. Nonetheless, high temperatures reaching to 63 degrees today with south winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Should be clear through this evening and into tonight, but clouds will be on the increase late. Still breezy and mild overnight tonight as low temperatures will only fall back to near 45 degrees. Southeast winds will be at 10 to 15 miles per hour and some record warm temperatures possibly on the way for our Sunday. Partly sunny skies, highs possibly reaching as high as 72 degrees. South winds will be blustery, however, at 15 to 25 miles per hour with some wind gusts to 30 or 35. And then we will look for a chance for some light rain showers by the late afternoon and evening as skies will turn mostly cloudy going into Sunday night. We'll keep that small chance for some light rain showers through the night Sunday night, otherwise mostly cloudy and a bit cooler. Lows will fall down to near 30 39 degrees as our winds will be turning from the west to the northeast at 5 to 15 miles per hour. And then for Monday, scattered rain showers looking likely. Not nearly as warm, however, highs only reaching to 52. Still a bit breezy, northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. We'll see gradually decreasing clouds going into our Monday night. Lows fall down to near 30 degrees and then turning mostly sunny going into Tuesday. High temperatures reach to near 52 degrees once again. We'll stay clear through Tuesday night. Lows fall down to near 29 degrees and then partly cloudy to mostly sunny for Wednesday. High temperatures right around 51 degrees. Still a bit breezy at times. However, we do turn mostly cloudy going into Wednesday night and into Thursday. Lows fall to near 31. Mostly cloudy on Thursday. Small chance for some light rain showers by the late evening or overnight on Thursday. Nonetheless, high temperatures top out at a mild 53. Lows Thursday night fall down to 33 and then look for a better chance for some light rain showers by Friday. Cloudy and breezy, highs near 47. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, we're at our morning low of 33 degrees with clear skies following a high yesterday of 51. The record high 62 back in 1882. The record low, it was bitterly cold on this date in 1962, 34 below zero. 1 year ago, 37 was the high, 29 the low. Sunrise this morning at 6:37, sunset today at 5:51. Your Sunday morning sunrise tomorrow, 6:35. The air is calm, the barometric pressure's on the rise at 29.78, and no precipitation to report today or yesterday. And speaking of yesterday, our high temperature was 51. Currently with clear skies, we're at our morning low of 33 degrees. WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Off of my feet. I'm not a man of many words, so I'll make this short and sweet. Could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Yeah, take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance. Honey, it'll be alright. Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing and a holding. If I ask you, would you?
gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight?
It's a weekend wake-up twin spin.
Two in a row.
Twin spin on WRCO-FM.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said, go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love and laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Second row, she's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Rise and shine, folks, and get ready for the ultimate morning boost with Phil and Hank in the mornings, starting at 7:20. Your perfect start to a perfect day.
Right, I'm in raw.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till
till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run in, on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them, on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
That's Mr. Johnny Horton with the Battle of New Orleans. Before that, two in a row from John Michael Montgomery, all part of your weekend wake-up. Oh, we're having a good time. 6:16. Going to be a nice one today. 63, we have clear skies, and 33. Maybe a little frost on the windshield, but not too bad today. Here's Alabama with Mountain Music for your wake-up.
Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to a Cajun hideaway. Rip away like Tom Sawyer, ride a raft with old Huck Finn. Take a nap like Rip Van Winkle, they dreaming again. Some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun hideaway.
Something with lots of feeling,
'cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun hideaway.
Adam plays the best country.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
WRCO,
a civic media station.
We'll return after these messages.
The
Pacific Alliance will host a pancake benefit breakfast for Arlene Elvin on March 17th at Ithaca High School Commons. From 7 until 12:30, savor a delicious menu featuring pancakes, ham, gluten-free options on request, cheese, scrambled eggs, applesauce, and a choice of white or chocolate milk. Adult tickets $10, students $5, and preschoolers eat for free. Explore the bake sale and silent auction for more delightful surprises. To donate to the sale or auction, please call Gina Lorenz at 604-7980 or Julie Brandt at 495-0919. Come together for a morning of community compassion and pancakes at the Ithaca Lions Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser, March 17th.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, now through March 15th is the time to get them. So bring your list together and come see us. Also great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. So stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. So with spring right around the corner, our garden seeds have arrived. Choose from many varieties of vegetable seeds and many different types of bulk seed corn. Also, we carry maple syrup supplies including taps, buckets, bags, and many other things. So stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse to see these items and many more. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News. Now back to Adam Hess on WRCO.
So afraid.
That's Charlie McLean and Mickey Gilley. Hey, congratulations to the Ithaca Bulldogs, along with River Valley moving on to the regional finals tonight. We'll have the Ithaca Bulldogs on the radio as they head to Potosi this evening. Also, congratulations to Deerfield, a good friend of mine, Jennifer Hahn. Her son plays on Deerfield's team, and they'll be facing Randolph tonight.
Let's get ready to party and boogie with the rocking sounds of the Aubrey Sound Mobile DJ Service.
Hey, rock and rollers! This is Phil Nee. Join us Saturday night for classic rock and roll of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. We'll be stopping for a time and parking in 1984. We'll be taking your requests as well.
Cheap Trick, The Flame. I love that song.
Can you do the Traveling Wilburys, End of the Line?
The beat goes on with Switching to Glide. You know that song?
Absolutely.
Those were the days. Saturday night, we'll be ringing the magic trivia bell as well. And we'll give you the opportunity to help us program the show. Our show is sponsored by Jay's Power Center, Jones Chevrolet, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Mendham Wealth Advisory Group, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Turbos in Hub City, along with Center Cinema Twins. Join us for great rock and roll Saturday night until the midnight hour with Those Were the Days.
At first she's gonna come on strong, like she'll love you all night long, like it's going out of style. Then she'll leave you with a smile. You're gonna give her all your heart, then she'll tear your world apart. You're gonna cry a little while, still she'll leave you with a smile.
It's 6:30. We're at 33 degrees with clear skies and light fog in the area. This news update is sponsored by Scott Industries. You can enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunity for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual worker. And by Computer Connections, why connect wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities. The forecast from our meteorologist Alex Winter, sunny and warmer. We're going to see breezy conditions this afternoon. We'll top off at 63. 45 tonight, and then tomorrow, it's almost summer-like, a high of 72. As mentioned, our current temperature is our morning low. We're at 33 degrees. Our news continues in a moment.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Adam Haas. Here's what you need to know. A burn ban has been issued for all of Vernon County. On behalf of Vernon County Emergency Management and Vernon County Fire Chiefs Association, until further notice, there shall be no outdoor burning during this time in Vernon County. This is due to the current situation with extremely dry fire conditions. The ban will continue until conditions improve. On Friday, the Monroe County Sheriff's Office arrested 26-year-old Peter Schneider related to an investigation into child enticement and the solicitation of nude images from a child. While the investigation is still ongoing, evidence showed that on several occasions, Schneider requested nude photos from the 17-year-old victim. Schneider is employed by Ho-Chunk Police Department and is a firefighter with the Sparta Area Fire District. The information related to the incident was brought to the attention of the Sheriff's Office by Chief Mike Arnold of the SAFD, and when the Sheriff's Office notified the Ho-Chunk Police Department, they took immediate action to relieve Schneider from his duties. Both agencies showed the utmost professionalism and their cooperation with the Sheriff's Office investigation. During the bond hearing in Monroe County Court, Judge Mark Goodman ordered that Schneider be held on a $1,500 cash bond. First Lady Jill Biden will return to Wisconsin Sunday afternoon. The White House said the First Lady will fly into Milwaukee, reaching Mitchell International Airport tomorrow around 1, and then give remarks at a political event in Waukesha an hour later. Jill Biden was in Green Bay earlier this month, participating in a roundtable discussion talking about the expansion of career-connected education. Wisconsin will be one of the battleground states in the 2024 presidential election as President Joe Biden runs for re-election. Vice President Kamala Harris plans to return to the swing state next week for an event touting worker apprenticeship programs. The White House announced the visit on Thursday. The trip to Madison will mark her sixth trip to the state as vice president and her second this year. She was in Waukesha in January for an abortion rights rally. Wisconsin is one of just a handful of battleground states in the presidential election. President Joe Biden won it in 2020 by less than 1 percentage point, and both sides are making it a target again this election year. Three finalists have been announced in the search to replace University of Wisconsin lacrosse chancellor Joe Gau. He was fired in December after it became known he had produced and appeared in pornographic videos. The finalists announced Friday include James Beebe, provost and vice president for academic affairs at Keene State College in New Hampshire, interim UW lacrosse chancellor Betsy Morgan, and Christopher Olson, provost and vice president for academic affairs at Indiana State University. Gau had planned to retire as chancellor this year and teach communications. That now hinges on the review of his tenure. A conservative law firm is asking the University of Wisconsin to end their race-based awards and fellowships. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty claims the Board of Regents 2024 diversity awards are unconstitutional because they leave some students out. Will says the UW is ignoring a U.S. Supreme Court ruling to end race-based programs. A bill to require more collaboration between local governments and refugee resettlement agencies has passed the State Assembly and Senate. The bill would require every city, village, town, county, and school district within 100 miles of a proposed resettlement to designate a representative to consult with the federal government and resettlement agency. The legislation comes weeks after contentious debates in the Chippewa Valley over the resettlement of 75 refugees in the area this year. More electric buses are on the road in Wisconsin. Susan Mudd is an advocate with the Environmental Law and Policy Center.
Riders on buses, including the drivers, will experience zero tailpipe emissions, which they now do because fumes, unfortunately, often get recirculated.
Mudd's group is asking utilities to help build a charging station for schools and bus companies. Vehicles have overtaken power plants in America's largest source of carbon emissions. She admits charging stations for buses require more infrastructure than for cars.
It definitely requires more equipment, may require transformer upgrades, and that is more costly.
Wisconsin got more than $25 million in federal support 2 years ago to replace 65 diesel school buses with electric ones. It's Red Cross Month in Wisconsin. This annual celebration in March honors local community heroes who help ensure their neighbors never face crises alone. Volunteers make up 90% of the National Red Cross workforce. This includes blood and platelet donors, those who donate financially, and people trained in skills like first aid and CPR. You can join the celebration by visiting redcross.org and find a donation location. Become a volunteer or take a life-saving skills course. It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout Southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless? Our meteorologist is Alex Winter, but the forecast is anything but wintry. Sunny, warmer, a bit breezy, 63 today, 45 tonight, breezy and mild, and then tomorrow, partly sunny and summer-like. Some rain showers in the evening. We could break records tomorrow, a high of 72. Sunday night into Monday, a low of 40, a bit cooler. We cool down on Monday to 52, and we stay in the 50s through Thursday. We do have some light fog in the area, so if you're traveling, you could run into some denser fog. Keep an eye out for that. Following a high yesterday of 51, we're at our morning low. We're at 33 degrees.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
It's the Roundup. Phil and Hank in the mornings every weekday morning at 7:20. Your go-to for the Roundup of all things fun and full of useless knowledge. Tune in and start your day with a smile.
Right on in, Roundup. WRCO-FM and WRCO.com radio sports sponsored today by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, and insurance agents, and they offer interior design services, and by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. It was a big night for local high school basketball. We'll have those stories in a moment.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Good morning from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app. I'm Adam Hess. It's time for a look at Saturday morning sports. The Ithaca Bulldogs and North Crawford Trojans matched up last night for the third time this season, this time in the playoffs. With a look back at last night's game, here's WRCO's Phil Nee.
The Ithaca boys basketball team will play for a WIAA regional championship following a 78-69 win over North Crawford on Friday night. The team shared the Ridge and Valley Conference boys basketball title, and they split during the regular season. Last night at North Crawford, the Bulldogs led from early on and were up 33-27 at halftime when Sammy Clary buried a long three-pointer to give the team momentum heading into the intermission. Ithaca would go up by 16 in the second half before North Crawford began an inspired comeback that got them within three at 70-67 with a minute 35 remaining. Ithaca hit six free throws in the end as Channing Brown, Devin Iam, and Micah Salisbury each had two free throws to help log the win. Junior Channing Brown was the sharpshooter, leading all game scorers with 34, including four three-pointers. Sammy Clary made three three-pointers and totaled 15. Micah Salisbury scored 14. Devin Iam with 12. Casey Pomering scored two. And Wesley Nelson added one. The Bulldogs made 8 threes and went 12 for 19 from the line. North Crawford was led by junior Andrew Munson with 23. Cullen Jacobus had 17. Carter Emler with 11. Landon Blaha scored 9. Gavin Jacobus scored 6. And Miles Candler had 5 points. The Trojans made 10 three-pointers and went 9 for 17 from the line. North Crawford's final record is 21-5. Bulldogs senior Micah Salisbury agreed defense led the way for the Bulldog victory.
Yeah, we knew defense, boards, not giving them second chance shots, and then just playing fast. We were pressing, got us steals, gets us layups. That's easy points. And that's what we've done all year, and it's been working.
Following the 78-69 win, the Ithaca boys will now prepare to play at Potosi tonight at 7 o'clock. Potosi outlasted Hillsboro 62-51 on Friday night. Tonight's game will begin with a Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show at 6:35 on WRCO-FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. I'm Phil Nee.
Thank you, Phil. There will be a spectator bus being provided today from Ithaca heading to Potosi. The spectator bus will leave Ithaca this afternoon at 4:45. Other Division 5 matchups, Royal got by Alma Pepin 63-39 and Cochran Fountain City over Plum City Elmwood 84-73. Royal now takes on Cochran Fountain City. Cashton defeated Highland 82-54 and River Ridge over DeSoto 59-41. Cashton and River Ridge will face off today. Barneveld 51, Pecatonica 35, Fall River over Schulzburg 80-68. Barneveld plays Fall River. Southwestern defeated Argyle 82-34 and Abundant Life Christian over Monticello 66-23. Southwestern now takes on Abundant Life Christian. Division 4, Lancaster over Cuba City in a close one, 51-49. Mineral Point, no trouble with Iowa Grant, 86-28. Lancaster and Mineral Point now face each other today. Belleville over Westby, 46-44. Darlington, a 20-point win last night over Broadhead, 77-57. Belleville and Darlington will play today. Aquinas over Regis, 57-37. Luther down Neillsville, 73-67. Aquinas and Luther will play later today. It was River Valley with a nice win in Division III last night. They defeated New Glarus in an upset, 62-59. Wisconsin Dells over Viroqua, 83-40. River Valley and Wisconsin Dells face off today. Lodi will take on Platteville today. It was Lodi over Prairie du Chien, 52-40, and Platteville 101-67 over Mauston. Division II, Pewaukee, they continue to roll. They defeated Reedsburg 81-45. They will play Milwaukee Lutheran as Milwaukee Lutheran ended the fourth season 73-60. Wauwatosa West and Beaver Dam play today. Wauwatosa West over Baraboo last night 76-45. Beaver Dam over Portage 74-55. Mount Horeb faces Milton today as Mount Horeb got by Elkhorn 80-71. Milton down Jefferson 77-65. West Salem 81-64 over La Crosse Logan. New London over Onalaska 60-43. Now New London and West Salem will play. Also from Division II, Fox Valley Lutheran ending the season for La Crosse Central. They will take on Mosinee as Mosinee downed Seymour 70-46. And one game to talk about locally from Division I, Stevens Point over Holman 69-49. Stevens Point will now play DC Everest as they defeated Hudson last night. That's a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess.
With a genuine sense of curiosity and an eagerness to help, we enjoy finding the answers and solutions that lead you to the home that is right for you and your family. We have many years of experience helping clients in the real estate industry. And not only have we lived in the Driftless area for decades, we know our way around the surrounding areas too. As a Driftless agent, my team and I work efficiently to help you see more homes and get you through the home buying process with ease and confidence. Visit our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our offices today at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Here we go, singing in the kitchen, all together now, singing in the kitchen. Everybody singing in the kitchen, banging on pots and pans. Mommy and Daddy singing in the kitchen, baby laughing, singing in the kitchen. All the kids singing in the kitchen, banging on the pots and pans. Supper's done and the table's clear. Baby wants a bottle and I want a beer. Lord, I sure am glad I'm here where there's lots of love to share. And now clap hands and everybody sing. Dishes clang and the banjo rings. There's gravy on these guitar strings, but I don't really care. Cause here we are,
singing in the kitchen.
All together now,
singing in the kitchen.
Everybody. I'll play the cone and you play the spoons. I'll sing the words and you sing the tunes. We'll wake up the old man and the moon because we sang so loud.
Yeah!
I'll hug y'all and you hug mother. Snuggle up close to one another. Just like bread on a piece of butter. Lord, it make me feel so proud. Cause here we are, singing in the kitchen. All together now,
singing in the kitchen.
Everybody, singing in the kitchen. Bring on the pots and pans. Now the fireplace embers are glowing red. Everybody's tired and it's time for bed. Baby's nodding his little sleepy head. So let's sing quiet low. Shh. Who do we love?
Singing in the kitchen.
Can't get enough.
Singing in the kitchen.
Whole lot of love.
The best country.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
WRCO, a civic media station.
We'll return after these messages.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat of Lone Rock.
The Ithaca Lions will host a pancake benefit breakfast for Arlene Elvin on March 17th at Ithaca High School Commons. From 7 until 12:30, savor a delicious menu featuring pancakes, ham, gluten-free options on request, cheese, scrambled eggs, applesauce, and a choice of white or chocolate milk. Adult tickets $10, students $5, and preschoolers eat for free. Explore the bake sale and silent auction for more delightful surprises. To donate to the sale or auction, please call Gina Lorenz at 604-79-80 or Julie Brandt at 495-0919. Come together for a morning of community compassion and pancakes at the Ithaca Lions Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser, March 17th.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are five-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
My Uncle Adam plays the best country.
I wanna say hello to Adam on the old Prime Mover show. I'd like to buy a rusty moline and plow away the snow.
Adam Hess on the radio.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Bobby's got a buck, $100 worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's a hurry, son? Where you gonna go? We're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Well, Lucy's just a kid along for the ride. Got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby told Lucy the world ain't round. Drops off sharp at the edge of town. Lucy, you know the world must be flat, 'cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign, put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
Had a chance to see him in concert many, many years ago. The late Hal Ketchum, Small Town Saturday Night, which we're going to have in Ithaca tonight. Well, it's actually in Potosi. We'll have details during our 810 Sports Report about the Bulldogs on the road for a regional championship. Here's a Star Spangled Celebration memory with Mr. Walker.
I could make a living out of loving you. I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. Early every morning when the sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall. Breaking my back just to make a buck. Wishing I was in your arms. I could make a living out of loving you. I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. I could work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. I'd be a millionaire.
gotta love him.